You stumble out, completely gobsmacked and turned on, from thesexytruth.com, the mystical Mistress Meredith's dungeon of desire. You haven't even had a chance to regain your equilibrium when you catch a whiff of sweetly spun cotton candy and freshly popped buttery popcorn, the entwining aromas wafted through the autumnal air. You are dizzy from all the bright lights and dazzling sights. A slight chill took you by surprise and tickled your spine. So on a whim, you decide to duck into the shelter of the next enclosed tent. As you approach, a gorgeous young woman, smiling in what seems like inexplicable recognition, immediately captures your eye. While you're certain you have never laid your gaze upon her, since there's no way you could forget such an angelic face, bejeweled with bright, sunny eyes. And yet, she seems to know you. You note she has a bright flower tucked behind her ear, giving her playful persona an ageless grace. That glimmering glance leaves you in such a trance. So when she beckons you forward by crooking an index finger your way, you follow obediently without even a moment's hesitation. This sort of mental domination is so very persuasive. You feel like a puppet connected to her by invisible strings pulling you forward. Mind bondage, that is stronger than steel. Once you follow her quick steps inside, you are immediately struck by the infinite images of her body, illuminated before you from all sides in countless reflections that encircle the pathway ahead. It almost seems like some sort of magical, surrealistic painting come to life. Your rational mind tries to tell you it obviously is because you are amidst some sort of fun house, and all of those mirrors are the culprit causing those tangles and angles of that teasing temptress. Being summoned almost as if by some unseen force, you're compelled to follow. Of course, that force most likely would be her magnetic motion and striking body. You relish her long legs, those adorably dainty feet, leading further down the narrow hall, like a woodland sprite or naughty nymph. There is a growing feeling of intense urgency to catch up with her and worship those legs. So lean and lengthy, like long stem roses topped off with a magnificent bloom of a backside. She swaggers and shimmies that cute little ass. How you wish you could caress and squeeze his delicate, juicy curve. You'd give just about anything to be her little sex slave, to honor that temple of her body in any way she so desired. Somehow, it seems the faster you walk toward her, the quicker she seems to get further away from you down that labyrinth of mirrors. Your vision is somewhat obstructed and blurred from the dazing effect of your own reflective shadows cast askew and seemingly everywhere around. Is your phantom of a reflection reaching her before you are? How could that be possible? She eludes you at every turn, and her sexy silhouette dashes around the tight curves, twisting through the cavernous tent. You are feeling almost inebriated with her scent, and the sight of her long hair swaying above that behind. The old-fashioned music even seems to be mocking you as you flail in carousel-like circles in pursuit of the seemingly impossible. And yet, she is so tantalizingly close and almost within your grasp. Then, just as suddenly as she appeared, she vanishes from your sight. Where did she go and how did she get there? That path is a dead end. At least it is for you. After what feels like an eternity of endless hours, you finally relent and leave. Were you there for mere seconds? Your mind isn't even fully aware of a concrete concept of time. Maybe she was just an illusion, born from too much stimulation. Just a trick of the mind, perhaps? Isn't that the point of carnivals anyway? An otherworldly thrill? You're not sure, but as you exit, you see that familiar bright flower. You pick it up in a sweet reverie and smile, placing it in your front pocket. Who knows? You chuckle to yourself and think you've never quite experienced such an addictive, fleeting encounter. Nothing quite like that. It's as though she planted a seed of seduction inside and branded you with the flame of her flirtation. Maybe you will cross her path again sometime at mistressoffantasy.com. But now it's time to see what awaits you with Mistress Rita. Happy Halloween!